You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God says, "Mine is the glory." Somewhere along the way, the world has missed it, and the world is in a mess.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Thine is the glory, Lord God Almighty. Shine into our hearts today with the light of thy glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Brighten this day with the assurance of thy forgiveness and life. And give us faith that we may glorify thy holy and saving name. Thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thine is the glory, we say, at the end of the Lord's Prayer. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. It is what the Lord expects to hear from us, and it is what we can be expected to say to him when we pray to him. Thine is the glory. It is what people of faith have always said to the Lord. Isaiah said it. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to graven images. God says, mine is the glory. We say, thine, not mine, is the glory. It is what people have missed somewhere along the way. The world has missed it, and the world is in a mess. We miss the glory, all of us, when we fail to see the glory of God. It is the one thing that his men noticed about Jesus Christ. The glory of God. They saw it in him. It was unbelievable. In this man was God. And you could see his glory. The Word that is Jesus Christ, the one by whom the heavens were made, was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's what they said about him. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory is the display of God's authority and power. On that first Christmas night, the shepherds were shocked at the glory of the Lord as it shone round about them. It is a display which can be seen. He has his own window display, God has. The window to the heart of God is Jesus Christ. The heavens declare the glory of God. You can see that even with its billion light years. A drop of water displays the glory of God, a fact which amazes first-year science students and causes lifelong scientists to wonder. The God who created all is glorious. But his grace and truth, the window to his glory, is seen in Jesus Christ. He is the word of God's glory, the good news of God to a world lost without him. The good news of the gospel is that the Lord calls people to himself in righteousness. He does that in Jesus Christ. He is doing it all the time. Jesus Christ, who never committed any sin at all, was made to be sin for a lost and sinful world, that people like us might be made the righteousness of God in him. In Christ, God calls all of us to righteousness. He calls you in the righteousness of Christ to the righteousness of God, the righteousness God gives to those who have faith in Christ. The great God has power to deal with us as sinners. He could whop us with a lightning stroke. He could drown us all in a flood. He could bury us in a landslide. He could shut out the sun and let us freeze. He could turn it up a few thousand degrees and burn us to cinders. He could send the whole world screaming to hell without a prayer. But we do have a prayer. It is the prayer Jesus Christ gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. The only response to that has got to be, thine is the kingdom and the power, O God, and thine is the glory. It is the glory of God's grace to people like us who have sinned against him. Martin Luther said in the 62nd thesis of his 95, the true treasure of the church is the gospel of God's grace and glory. How right he is. That's God. You see his glory in Jesus Christ. The glory is not way out there somewhere. It is in Jesus Christ. He died to bring the glory of God to each and every one. In Christ's death, we see all the goodness of God. In his death, there is atonement for human sin, yours and mine. In his death, there's forgiveness for that sin. In his death, there's the good news of life. He was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. That glory comes to everyone who puts his confidence and trust in Jesus Christ. People who come to know Jesus Christ have seen the glory. Of course, you have to know him to see it. You can't just talk about him. You have to know him. People who know him have the hope of life. They say, as Christ's men said, God is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. He has called us through the gospel so that we might obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. When the chief shepherd is manifested among you, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. That's in Jesus Christ and in no one else. Knowing him, we understand the God to whom we pray, thine is the glory. The glory of his grace is the life he gives to his people by his grace. Out of the goodness of his heart and for no other reason, by his grace, he gives life to people who do not deserve it. That's the good news of God in Jesus Christ. Being people with the kind of motives we see people have all around us, we could easily suspect that God has a selfish motive for doing all of this. What is more, he would have every right to be selfish. He is a jealous God, as the Bible tells us. If only to maintain his position, he has a right to his glory. He's determined to have it. Anything or anyone who tries to diminish his glory is going to suffer for it. That's God. He is God, and he gives his glory to no one else. God, the only one, the one who has the right to pass judgment upon us, to make us suffer for our sins which diminish his glory, sends to the whole world the good word of his grace. That word is in Jesus Christ. The God who got glory over Pharaoh gets glory for himself in the gift of his son. He gets a glory in the death of his son, who was completely obedient to his father. He gets glory in the resurrection of his son, and in the great name he has given his son, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God his Father. God gets glory every time a sinner repents of his sins and turns to God in confident faith that he is accepted by God because of Jesus Christ. That's glory. It belongs to God alone. Thine, O God, is the glory. We have got to glorify God. He has got the glory. He shares his glory with us by his grace in Jesus Christ. His glory is enough to forgive us our sins, and glorious enough to save. Gloriously, he shares his life with all who have faith in him and in his son, Jesus Christ. Gloriously, he gives that faith to anyone who wants it, to anyone who will ask for it. That's one thing he promises without any conditions attached. Ask, says the Lord, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. There are other things for which we have to wait, but we don't have to wait for faith. That's for now. With faith in him, say to him from your heart right now, thine is the glory. The Lord's Prayer begins, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You hallow his name when you give him glory. As Martin Luther said simply and cleanly in his small catechism, how is God's name hallowed? And he answered, when the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, in other words, when his word gets out so that people get to know about God, and we, as children of God, live a godly life according to it. That's the glory of life, real life, the life of God, making the most ordinary people extraordinary. It is faith at work, faith that works by love. That's his glory. It comes from him and comes back to him too. Thine is the glory. It is not always easy. I wouldn't want to mislead you. It may not be all glory for you, even though it is all glory for him. It wasn't all glory for our Lord Jesus Christ either. He took a cross in our behalf, and that became his glory. It works the same way in the lives of people who commit themselves to God with faith and with love that are in Christ Jesus. But he always has the final word. His glory makes sense out of everything. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, said one of his men, are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. That, too, will come from him. Thine, O Lord, is the glory. Dorothy Sayers was amazed by people who assured her blandly that Christianity leaves them cold, as if it is a dull affair that bores them to death. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the most exciting and amazing story that the world has ever been able to hear. The grace of God is startling beyond belief. His commitment to forgive the sins of his people is out of this world. The life he gives has to be tried to be believed. And the glory with which he surrounds that life is the glory of the great God himself. He himself is a part of that life. He's not out of it, but in it. He is at the raw, sore heart of it, touched with the feeling of it. His son, Jesus Christ, tasted death for every man, and is at home with our infirmities, afflicted with all of our afflictions, and desperate with us in our despair. All the while, he is Lord, the King Messiah, with a kingdom in his hand, exercising his power, showing forth his glory. Can we do less? Do you show forth his glory with your lips and with your life? Thine, O Lord, is the glory. I am the Lord, he says, And I've given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. There are things to do in this world that is captive to its own pride, prejudice, and passion. There's a light to send forth, the light of his glory. Let your light so shine before men, Jesus said, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father that is in heaven. There are things to be done for the Lord, who calls every one of us to righteousness and to glory. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other. Give him the glory that is due the honor of his name, my friend. Give him your confidence, and let him give you life. Give him your life, and let him give you glory. Give him glory, and let his glory shine around. Thine is the kingdom and the power. That is a word of commitment due him. Thine is the glory is a word of celebration from you to him. Celebrate him, my friend. Give him the glory. Thine, O Lord, is the glory forever and ever. Amen.